Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Lieutenant General H.S. Panag, retired, who served in the Indian Army for 40 years, wrote an article titled, "In Two Events, Modi Added Military into Election Engineering for UP. It's a Bad Sign." My name is Raghav Bikchandani and I bring you the podcast version of this article. The bugle for the critical Uttar Pradesh elections has been sounded and the charge of the Bharatiya Janata Party is being personally led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. His strongman image and focus on national security has been a recurring electoral theme since 2014. Surgical strikes across the line of control on the night of 28th to 29th September 2016 and Balakot airstrikes on the night of 26th to 27th February 2019 were successfully exploited during assembly elections in five states, including Uttar Pradesh, in the first quarter of 2017 and parliamentary elections in 2019, respectively. Despite the denial and obfuscation, the reverses in Eastern Ladakh in 2020 and Pakistan continue to cock a snook with impunity in Jammu and Kashmir have severely dented the BJP's image with respect to national security. However, displaying its panache for electoral innovation, it has modified its theme to showcase defense preparedness and Atmanirbharta in defense. In the last 10 days, the Prime Minister held two major events in UP to cleverly incorporate the military into his electioneering, both to refurbish his dented strongman image and to exploit the public sentiments of the state that contributes the largest number of soldiers at 14.5% to the Indian Army. The military hierarchy seems to have acquiesced, if not willingly cooperated. On 16 November, Modi inaugurated the 341-kilometer-long Purvanchal Expressway from Lucknow to Ghazipur at Karwal Kheri village. Modi had relayed the foundation stone at Azamgarh on 14 July 2018. Relayed because former Chief Minister Akhilesh Yadav claimed that he had laid the foundation stone on 22nd December 2016 and undertaken all the preparatory projects, including procurement of 50% of the land required. This controversy notwithstanding, the Purvanchal Expressway is a major developmental project for a relatively underdeveloped part of UP completed in a little over 3 years. However, the inauguration of the expressway was eclipsed by the spectacular 45-minute long air show organized by the Indian Air Force, literally in the middle of nowhere. A 3.2-kilometer long emergency airstrip was constructed at Karwal Kheri village as part of the expressway project. Modi made a spectacular entry for the inauguration by landing on the expressway in a C-130 transport aircraft. This was followed by an air show that showcased the securing of an airfield or landing strip by Special Forces and IAF, Garud Commandos, and functioning of an emergency air maintenance team, which worked on a Mirage 2000 after landing from two AN-32 transport aircraft. This was followed by flypast, landing, touch landing, aerobatics by Su-130 Mirage 2000 Jaguar fighter multi-role aircraft. The culmination of the show was the colors of the national flag trailed by three AN-32 aircraft escorted by two Su-30 fighters and aerobatic display by an Su-30. Approximately 20 aircraft took place in the air show, which taking into account at least 3 to 4 rehearsals would have cost the IAF approximately 2.5 crore rupees for jet fuel, only apart from the large number of personnel used for organizing the event. Ironically, there were only a few spectators who seemed to be mostly BJP members sitting under shamianas. The public seemed to be missing and probably witnessed the air show from a distance. Prominent on the dais along with the PM were the Governor Anandiben Patel, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and four BJP functionaries, all wearing caps with IAF insignia. The Chief of Defence Staff, General Bipin Rawat, and Chief of Air Staff, Vivek Ram Chaudhary, were in attendance. The unfortunate conclusion is that the IAF, which organised the air show as an official function of the Prime Minister, ended up promoting the political interests of the BJP. More so, when landing on emergency airstrips on expressways or highways is no longer unique and has been done a number of times since 2015. In 2016, then UP Chief Minister Akhilesh Yadav also inaugurated the Agra-Lucknow Expressway with an IAF air show. Another mega official event, the Rashtriya Raksha Samarpan Parv, held from 17 to 19 November as part of the Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav celebrations, was organized jointly by the Ministry of Defense and the Government of Uttar Pradesh at Jhansi to dedicate a number of defense schemes to the nation. The event also coincided with the 193rd birth anniversary of Rani Lakshmibai of Jhansi on 19th November. Rani of Jhansi, apart from being a national icon, has a special significance for the BJP. The Chief of Air Staff symbolically received the Light Combat Helicopter, which is an armed helicopter based on the proven Dhruv Advanced Light Helicopter platform, but with considerable modifications and improvements. The LCH was under development for nearly a decade and a half and will form part of the Rotary Offensive Capability along with the Apache for the three services. It is the only helicopter in the world that can take off or land at 5,000 meters. Orders for LCH have already been placed. However, the armament package which is being imported is yet to be finalized. The Chief of Naval Staff received an Advanced Electronic Warfare Suit, Shakti, for its ships developed by the DRDO. It is already deployed on the Indian Navy's new destroyer, the INS Vishakhapatnam, and will soon be fitted on the INS Vikramaditya. The Vice Chief of Army Staff received drones and UAVs developed by Indian startups. Prime Minister Modi also gave a boost to languishing defense industrial corridor of UP by inaugurating a 400 crore defense project of Bharat Dynamics Limited to manufacture propulsion systems of anti-tank guided missiles. The samarpan of several other initiatives was also done, including 100 new Sainik schools through public-private partnership, the launch of a National Cadet Corps Border and Coastal Scheme, the NCC Alumni Association, a national program of simulation training for NCC cadets, and the launch of a digital kiosk at the National War Memorial to pay tributes to the fallen heroes through a National War Memorial mobile app. There is absolutely no doubt the government has given a phenomenal flip to self-reliance in defense through its flagship Atmanirbhar Bharat scheme. But to hold a formal function below the ramparts of Jhansi Fort to do samarpan of equipment, schemes or projects to the nation in a critical state 3 months away from election, and in presence of its beleaguered chief minister to boost his image, smacks of an ulterior motive. Given the timing of these combo political come defense events, the military hierarchy should have smelt a rat and quietly advised the government to make a distinct separation and refrain from making the military indirectly a part of the election campaign. If the CDS and the chiefs have unwittingly become a party to it, then they must ensure a course correction for the future. But if they have willingly cooperated, then the nation and armed forces will reap the whirlwinds. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Print Pod.